Hello there. Me? Oh, I'm nobody in particular. Nobody you need to worry about. But can I ask you something? Why, pray tell, do you think a doll's mouth is created just slightly ajar? Open. Lips puckered. Oh, so very close. A doll's mouth is made open because they scream. Every waking second, unable to move or speak, they suffer at the hands of little girls and boys who play with them, parading them around like puppet masters, forcing them to move however they want, and they cannot do a thing about it. Even when they're thrown in the trash, as if they're worthless, they cannot move a muscle before they're burned in an incinerator. Don't you understand how awful that would be? Let me take your hand for a moment, and imagine with me. Yes, imagine that you were a doll, perfectly able to perceive everything that happens to your body, perfectly able to feel every touch against your skin, but in no way able to move. Stop struggling. Look into my eyes. We can do this the easy way, or the hard way. And the hard way is just gonna hurt a little bit more than the easy way. So stay still and let me spare you the initial pain. Now, look into my eyes as you imagine with me. Imagine your fingertips, how you tense and relax your muscles in them. But you can't, can you? Come on, try it. Look into my eyes and try to move your fingers. Can you feel how they won't budge, no matter how much you try to move? How about your toes? You can't seem to wiggle those either. Can you? Your wrists, then? Imagine how flexible they are, able to move your hands in any direction you want them to. Or they used to be. Now they're like concrete, preventing you from moving your hands an inch. Imagine a cold flow reaching from the tips of your toes and fingers, slowly seeping into your body, slowly making its way through each individual cell and freezing it in place. You can feel it, can't you? The cold coming from beneath your skin as it inches its way up to your shoulders and thighs, and then it begins to take over your torso, your midriff, your lungs. Try breathing for me, my doll. Can you push your chest forwards and suck in the warm air of this dark evening for me? No, I figured you couldn't. Now, can you feel my hand on your wrist? Radiating warmth into it. Comfortable? I want you to keep only that in mind. Your body getting cold and colder, while my hand around your wrist gives you just a bit of warmth. And then you can feel the coldness inside of you coming up your neck, stopping you from moving your head, slowly moving up your face, and then You'll sleep. Ah, you've finally woken back up, haven't you? There's no need to keep your eyes closed. I can tell that your breathing pattern has changed. You know, that's something I've always hated about regular people. You're all so bad at playing pretend. You act like you know how to, but when it really comes down to it, when you really need it, you don't have the slightest idea of how to pretend. All you can do is try. What do I know? You're a feisty one, little doll. I like the feisty ones. I know how to play pretend, my doll. I've had to for years, but before I tell you about that, we need to get started on the procedure. There's people waiting for you, my doll. Oh, yes, there's a very specific group of people out there who love my work, and they want nothing more than for me to make something especially for them. But to make something for someone, I need a canvas. A blank slate I can turn into a beautiful doll. Tell me, would you rather be a redhead or a brunette? Now, I think being a redhead suits your personality better, but brunettes usually get a bit more adoration. What do you think? Oh, of course. You don't know who I am yet. You may call me the Dollmaker. Your Dollmaker. I was bestowed with the power to make anyone I want beautiful, given a little patience. And you, my dear? I've been looking for a commission as an excuse to use you as a canvas for weeks now. And yesterday, I finally got one. So now you'll finally be made beautiful. Don't you want that? Shh, shh, shh. Oh, a doll like you shouldn't have such strong language. Now, let me place my hand on your wrist and simply there we are. Now we can begin properly. First, we need to make sure you're the right size. You're much too big to be a good doll, so we'll have to snap a few bones to make you a little shorter. Oh, don't worry, though. You won't feel a thing. Or will you? I'm not entirely sure. What I do know is that no one ever screams once I've stopped their heart, but oh, they do blink. There's your left leg. I'll just take this out of your leg. There's no need for it anymore. It makes you look much too tall. We'll concern ourselves with cleaning you up later, just before we dress you back up. Now, I'll tell you a bit about myself as I work to banish out the silence, if you don't mind. I terribly hate it when I'm alone with my thoughts for too long. This gift of mine, playing pretend, I had to learn for a long time how to master it. Turning people into dolls is easy. One day, I touched someone on the wrist while I was very, very angry at them, and they simply stopped moving. It was the strangest thing, but when I was young, very, very young, that's when I learned to play pretend. My mother? Oh, she hated me furiously, but she had a collection of life-sized dolls which she let my sisters play with. So, one day, she told my sisters, "Now, go play with your siblings like you'd play with a doll." And they did. They played with me as one of their dolls, and I liked it. At first, at least. When they were done, my mother sat down next to me and told me I didn't do it right. My punishment was a fist in my stomach. The next day, she did the same thing. And again, I didn't do it right. After a week or so, I couldn't eat properly because my stomach hurt too much. So then my mother told me what she wanted of me. Whenever my sisters played with me like I was a doll, I had to act like a proper doll. I wasn't allowed to move at first. If she caught me moving a finger, wiggling a toe, she'd tell me I didn't do it right, and, well, I got punished. Then, when I could stop moving for hours and hours, she told me I needed to sleep with the dolls too, so that I could play like a doll better, learn from them. Now, I was scared of the dolls at this point. Terrified. Who wouldn't be? But I had to follow my mother's command, and so I slept with the dolls in the closet. And then she told me I had to stop blinking and keep my eyes open. It took me months, but eventually I learned how to keep myself from blinking. But it was never enough for my mother. I'm moving off your chest now. I need to remove some organs so you won't start stinking. And a few bones to make you fit better. In any case, my mother asked me to stop breathing so powerfully, so I had to slowly teach myself to never move, speak, blink, or breathe in a way she could see. And that's how I learned to play pretend. If I wanted to, I could sit down right next to you, and nobody could tell who was the doll and who was the doll maker. Because I can play pretend. But do you want to know what the worst part of it all was? My sisters were still allowed to play with me, like I was a doll. So every day, they'd take me out of the closet, carry me around, move my hands and feet and legs and arms, positioning me for their tea parties and seeing how far they could force my arms to bend. My bones broke a few times, but I was good at playing pretend. So good that I never even cried. Better than anyone else. Now, all your organs are out of your abdomen. Your lower ribs have been removed. Your femurs are gone, just as your upper arms. Now I can start taking out pieces of your spine to really cut down your length, cutting off the skin and flesh you don't need, and then putting you back together. Are you lying comfortably? Because I'm about to cut open your spinal cord, and I hear from doctors on TV that that's supposed to hurt a lot. But anyways, my mom and my sisters kept making me play pretend until I was 15 years old. My youngest sister died then, and I got to stop playing pretend for the funeral, but when it was over, I had to go back to the dolls again. But it didn't matter. By then, the dolls had told me that I didn't have to be scared of them. They wouldn't hurt me. Not like my mother did. They told me where she would keep the knife, where she hid the key to the closet, what room she slept in, where to find a gag. And that night, instead of sleeping with the dolls, I made my mom play pretend instead. My sisters were all older than me, so they ran away when they noticed that their doll had come to life. But I didn't care at first. I didn't have to play pretend anymore. But eventually, I couldn't accept that anymore. And so, the group of dolls you see in that gallery above you, those are my mother and sisters. All of them beautiful, and they never have to play pretend ever again, because you don't have to pretend to be something that you are. Isn't that right, my new doll? Almost done. All I have to do is sew you back together, clean you up, and you'll be ready for shipping. You know, this terrible city has a nose for the real arts. A man dropped by my house when he found out what happened to my mom, and he said that he thought I could get very far with my talent. He taught me how to clean the dolls up, dress them nicely, and told me how much people would pay for it. He showed me how to make it so that nobody would ever find me or the dolls I made. After all, what good is it to be the best doll maker in the world, but to be in prison where I can't make the dolls? Now, what that means for you is that there's no one coming to turn you back. You'll stay a doll like this from now on until someone decides you're not beautiful anymore and throws you in the trash to be burned. Oh, but don't worry. I'll make a picture of you first. On a picture. You're beautiful forever. You know you can answer me, right? It's rude not to talk to someone for so long. Unless you've passed out in there, of course. I think you're still here, though, so it's a bit rude. Don't worry, though. We'll get plenty of time to chat when I take off your scalp so I can change your hair color. That's always a lot of fun. There. All sewn shut. You're all the right sizes everywhere. And that's step one. Just 9 more steps to go, my pretty little doll.